Latter-day Saint Home Educators is pleased to bring you this audio presentation, recorded live during the 2017 Youth Education Conference, held in Logan, Utah.
Emily's
like, yes! Thank you. I think that's the best bio that's ever been given about me. So that was awesome. That was excellent. So I normally speak to parents, which are not nearly as fun, right?
Yeah.
Okay, there you go. See, parents would be like, yeah, okay. So I want like a lot of energy. I know you just had games, right? So you're like, and snacks. I heard you had snacks just now. So you should be fed at least somewhat, okay? So now I am obviously not Dan Ralphs, even though we should look alike. Yeah, a little bit maybe. I'm Dan's sister. So when Dan found out that he was not gonna be able to make it today, which he was super sad because speaking to the youth is his favorite, but he is gonna speak tomorrow. He'll be here tomorrow and he's super fun, hilarious, and awesome. So yeah.
Why wasn't he able to make it today?
Well, I could make up a really funny story. No, he had this, so my brother's awesome and he has these grand visions and he's just super great. He can be a little bit forgetful of things at times, from time to time.
And
no, not quite. But in fact, he went to BYU and he, they had a bin in the lost and found with his name on it. Like literally, no joke, with his name on it because he always lost his wallet. So people would find it and they'd put it in the Dan Ralphs bin because he would always forget things. So he's just a little bit forgetful and he kind of forgot that he had this big business presentation that he was in charge of today. Anyway, so that he really couldn't miss. And so he called me up a couple weeks ago and said, hey, Emily, I know that you don't like doing hard things, so will you teach a class on doing hard things to teach you how to do hard things? And I'm like, yeah, awesome. Well, I said, to the adults? And he's like, no, to the youth. And I was like, oh, okay, I'll do it. Yeah, I can do that. But I was thinking, okay, hear me out. Maybe you can help me out with this. So my brother is speaking tomorrow. How many of you are going to go to his? I think his is on. What's his on?
Let me check.
Yeah, go check.
Discovering one's inner light.
No, that's. What's that one?
How
to Train Your Parents. Yeah, it's that one at 9:45.
Oh, well, there's another one.
Oh, yeah, he's doing the closing keynote, too. Okay. How many of you are going to that one, maybe? Some of you? How to Train Your Parents? Okay, maybe we'll just do this around campus. I thought it would be really funny if we could prank my brother tomorrow. Will you help me prank my brother tomorrow?
Yeah.
Okay, because I am a little sister. Okay, he's, in fact, we're not even very close in age. I'm 8 years younger than my brother, Dan. Anyway, I think we should prank my brother tomorrow. So maybe we do something where, like, when we see him around, we, like, pat him on the back. Like, every time you see him, or give him a high five every time, or, I don't know, ask him about, what should we do? Yeah.
Something that I heard.
We can give him a nickname, maybe?
Is that the difference between a joke and a prank is, a joke is a funny story, a prank is a trick on someone, and when that somebody gets humiliated, it's not.
Well, we'll do a nice one. We're going to do a nice one, but still a funny one, okay? Still a funny one, yeah.
Whenever talking to him or near him, say, meep.
Meep might work. Meep, yeah.
Okay.
Hold on. We're going to come up with a good one.
Every time you pass him in the hall, you tell him his shoes untied. Like every single person.
I love it.
To tell him his shoe is untied every time? Is your shoe untied? Every time you see him, huh?
XYZ.
Let's not do that one. Let's not do that one. But I like the shoe one. So every time he'll have to look down at his shoes. Yeah. Does he have shoelaces? He might wear the shoes that slip on.
Even if he doesn't, he'll slip.
Okay. Okay. I like that. He might actually like that though. That might be something.
Everybody asks me.
Okay, I like that. No, I think this is good. So every time we see my brother Dan Ralphs tomorrow, you know what he looks like.
Your socks are tied, but your shoes falling off.
Yeah. Let's do one that's easy to remember. Easy to remember. So every time we see Dan Ralphs tomorrow, you're going to say, your shoe's untied. Every time. Okay, every time you see him. Around. That's true. We don't want to necessarily annoy him. Just make him go, what's going on? Right? Just make him be like, what? That's what we want. Okay?
Or we could make it so whenever you walk into a hallway or a room, everybody freezes.
We could do that during his thing.
If he was looking at you, then you wouldn't move.
Ooh.
I feel like that would be really hard to coordinate, though.
You can only move when he's looking away from you.
I kind of like the idea. I was actually thinking, so I thought he was going to keynote tomorrow. I didn't realize it was for everybody. But I was thinking we could slow clap him. Like when he came out, like.
Yes.
Right? But it's not a keynote. I don't know if it'll work out. So, all right, we're sticking with the every time we see Dan Ralphs tomorrow, you're going to say your shoe's untied. Every time. See him tomorrow. Okay? Until he catches on and he'll have some witty remark, I'm sure. Okay? So that's my brother Dan. You're going to love him when you see him. He's excellent. And today, so because this is not his presentation anymore and it's my presentation now, I'm going to kind of change things just a little bit. So we're still going to talk about doing hard things. Okay? We're still going to talk about doing incredible things and being incredible. But I'm going to change things maybe just a little bit. So kind of follow along with me. So have you ever heard this before? Live your dream. Live your dreams. Live your dream. Right? What does that mean to live your dream?
To do nothing but your dream. And don't try to achieve your dream at all.
To do nothing but your dream?
I said
do nothing about your dream.
Do nothing about your dream.
Don't do anything at all. No, really, what is live your dream? It's kind of the opposite of that, maybe, right? Go for it, yeah.
Live the way you feel like you really want to live.
Ah, so live the way you want to live, right? Live the way you want to live, yeah.
Do what you love.
Do what you love. I love that one. Do what you love. Live your dream. Okay, here's what I want you to do. Everyone have a piece of paper and a pencil? Piece of paper, pencil, piece of paper, some sort of writing utensil. Ask around. We might have to spread it out if we need to. I have one pen.
In your binder under Dan Ralphs, do hard things.
Yeah. Oh, look, you have a spot. Fantastic. Anyone need a writing utensil? I have one pen. Just one, so we might have to spread it around. Yeah, just get your books out.
On page 52, you'll find Do Our Things.
Thank you.
By Not Dan Ralphs.
By Not Dan Ralphs. Awesome. All right. You guys ever had these?
Yeah.
I just had my first one just now. Reese's, big cups, super yummy. Okay, I have a few. We got two up for grabs. I'm gonna have a little contest, a little competition.
I'll enter it.
Okay, you're all entered automatically. Congratulations. Okay, here's what we're gonna do. I want you to write down, and don't start, because that's cheating. Don't start until I tell you to go, okay? I'll watch you. Okay. What I want you to do is write down everything that you want to do in your lifetime. Big list, right? I'm only going to give you, how long should I give you? 4 minutes. I like the number four. Okay. Don't start. Don't start. Don't start. 4 minutes. Oh, you started.
I'm writing everything.
4 minutes.
I want to do.
Ready? Oh, gotcha. Title, heading. Okay. Everything you want to do. In your lifetime, things you want to accomplish, things you want to, an impact maybe you want to make on the world, future careers, future activities, whatever it is, right? 4 minutes, mark second, go! I start, right? 4 minutes, and we're going to give a prize for the people who can come up with the most ideas of things they want to do. Huh?
It has to be the best ideas.
Any ideas you want. Throw them out there. This is a brainstorming session. Write it down. Write it down. Anything you want to do. Places you want to visit. Things you want to see. Activities you want to participate in. Could be impacts you want to make. Courage you want to have. Things you want to learn about. Things you want to learn how to do. Making a fire, right? Learn how to make fire. Survive in the wilderness for 3 days off of your wits. Live in a cave for 2 years just for fun. Compete in the Olympics might be one. Be a grand marshal in a parade. Be a mom, be a dad, that might be a thing you want to do in your life. Fly an airplane. Write a book. Yep, pencils down, do it. All right. Yeah, you finish your sentence, no extras. All right, and then count how many you have.
13.
Okay, just wait. Just count. Write down, write your number somewhere, maybe.
Sorry.
This is a hard activity for me to do. Personally, this is a hard activity for me. I feel like I have like 5 solid ones, and beyond that, it's like. Nope. Sorry, I only brought 5. But if you come to my booth, I have a booth in the vendor hall. We can play some games, and I have a bunch of York peppermint patties. You're welcome to have those. I forgot to bring them. I was going to. All right. If you had, let's say 10. If you had 10, raise your hand. 10 or more. 10 or more. 10 or more, raise your hand. All right. If you had 12 or more, raise your hand. All right. I mean, keep them up, I guess. If you have 15 or more, keep them up. 20, keep them up. 20 or more. Oh, all right, 24 or more. Oh, 26, 28. Oh, oh, how many did you have?
26.
How many did you have?
I had
26. All right, I guess I'm going to have to pull out another one. 26, 26, and 26. Whoa. Yeah, I don't know if I could do 26 in that time either. That's some good practice. Okay. All right, so here's what I want you to do with your list. Oops. Hold on, I got to pull it up. Make sure I... Okay. So what we're going to do is we're gonna split our list into 2 different kind of columns. Or maybe you could just... I got it. You ready? Okay, here's what I want you to do. There's basically probably going to be 2 different things on your list, okay? There's going to be dreams, what we'll call dreams, and there's going to be bucket list items, okay? The difference between a dream and a bucket list item is something that you could just go out and do, okay? So what are some examples of bucket list items? Yeah?
Skydiving,
right? What's stopping you? Do you have to prepare really to skydive? No, you pay the people, you go to the place, you jump out of an airplane, okay? Yeah.
Being a Star Wars movie.
Being a star. Oh, I think that might be more of a dream, right? There's preparation. You probably have to go to acting school. You have to get on the cast. There's some stuff you have to do. Fun dream. So what I want you to do, if it's a dream, I want you to circle it. So that would be a good dream. What's a bucket list item? Yeah.
European tour.
Yeah. Go to Europe. Go on a tour of Europe. That would be a bucket list item, right? You can go hop on a plane. You don't really need any preparation. Hop on a plane. Go to Europe. Okay, any other bucket list items? I want you to cross out the bucket list items, and I want you to circle the dreams. If you have questions about some of them, let me know. Yeah. Bucket list items?
Does that count as a dream?
Have a family would definitely be a dream. Okay. There's some serious preparation that goes into having a family, trust me.
What about get a rocking cool dog?
Get a rocking cool dog, I would say bucket list item. Because you could go to the pound and find a rocking cool dog, right? Probably.
Be trained in scuba diving.
Huh?
Be trained in scuba diving.
Be trained. So I would say scuba diving bucket list if you want to be a good scuba diver. Like if you want to
Be trained as in basically get a permit to do stuff underwater as a scuba
diver. I think that'd be a good dream. I think that'd be a dream. Any other, 'cause there's some training involved, right? There's some things involved. All right, so cross out your bucket list items, the things that you just go out and do. Circle your dreams. Cross out bucket list, yeah. Learning skills would definitely be dreams, right? Because it takes practice. It takes... I would say reading a book would be a bucket list item. Yeah, because you could just start reading a book, right? All of yours are dreams? Great. Does anyone only have bucket list items? Anyone only have bucket list items? Oh. No, that'd be a dream, absolutely. Takes training to actually fly a plane, right? Lots of hours to be able to fly a plane. Yeah. All right, any other questions? Any that you're unsure of? Everyone have at least one. Oh, you have an unsure? No, that'd definitely be a dream. Writing a book is a long process, right? Yeah. All right. Definite process. You're in the process of those too? Sweet. All right. Everyone, you guys have at least one dream on your? Okay, good. Everyone have at least one dream? Great. That's great. Because we're... No. Maybe we'll get you one, maybe. We'll see. Okay, so we all have at least one dream because we're going to be talking about dreams today. We're not going to worry about bucket list items. Bucket list items are things you can just go out and do. And I highly recommend doing them. If it's something you want to do, if it's a bucket list item, go for it. Okay? I climbed the Eiffel Tower in November. That was a bucket list item that I always have, and it was awesome. Okay? Anyway, super fulfilling, super awesome. Bucket list items are great. Not what we're going to be talking about today. Okay? So we're going to focus today on our dreams. Focusing on our dreams. So the next thing I want you to do, I want you to pick one of your dreams. You like this? Come on, which store would you pick? The Dumbledore. I love that one. My husband's like TARDIS all the way, because then you could go to all of them, because it's interdimensional travel. But I'm like, these are all fictional, though. Anyway. Hogwarts every time and twice on Tuesday, and for me. It's all right. Still, to see it, be a squib, and they treat you all poorly. All right. Here's what I want you to do. I want you to put a star next to... Okay. Star next to your favorite dream. The one on there that just makes you smile. The one that sounds most fun, most exciting. Star next to your favorite dream. All right. Okay, when you have your one dream, I want you to raise your hand. Yeah, sure. Okay, when you have your one dream, raise your hand.
So it's like what's most exciting or like... Is it the one that seems the most important to you or the one that's the most exciting?
You decide. You decide. I'm okay with that. We're going to be talking about achieving it. So it's the one you most want to achieve. Let's do that one. So that might be the most important. That might be the most exciting. I don't know. It's up to you. How do you feel today? Do you feel like you're most exciting or do you feel like you're most fulfilling? Often they're both. Okay, everyone have it? Raise your hand. Oh, they're like, I don't know. There's so many good ones to choose from. Okay, you can put them down. You can put them down. All right. So I have a question for you. I have a question for you. You might have an answer. We'll see. What makes a good dream? Yeah.
When you can implement it.
When you can actually do it. Okay. Right?
If it ends up inspiring some people.
Oh, I love that. So one way to know if a dream is a good dream is if it inspires inspires others. I love that. That's great. Any others? Let's try to get some of the people, and then we'll call on you. Because there are some people who are just... Come on, what makes a dream a good dream? Yeah.
I would say when it's something that there will be a lot of hard work, but that's what makes that dream so important because it helps build you up.
I love that. So there's going to be a lot of hard work. Okay, I'm going to... Yes.
Okay, dream that if accomplished will make you qualify as an awesome person.
Ooh, some dream that makes you a more awesome person. So I asked my brother this question. I'll get to yours too. Never mind, we can do it right now.
That's fine.
He's like, oh, I really wanted to say it. We'll get there. Hold it. Write it down. Okay, so I asked my brother this question, and I thought this was a really cool response. I was like, so Dan, what makes a dream a good dream? And of course, my brother, super philosophical, like walks me through. He's like, okay, so imagine that you're going to the Dream Emporium, okay? The Dream Emporium is like a giant warehouse, like four Costco's big, okay? And on the shelf, there are just different dreams, tons of different dreams, all the different dreams that you can imagine, okay? So let's just say you pull a dream off a shelf. Okay, and let's say that dream is learning to surf. Okay, maybe that's a dream that you have. To become a surfer. Can I hold it for a second? Awesome. Thank you. All right. So let's say your dream is learning to surf. Okay? Well, on the back of every dream, there's a list of costs. Things that's going to cost you in order to achieve that dream, in order to get that dream, in order to pick that dream from the Dream Emporium. Okay? So some costs associated with learning to surf might be like drinking 3 gallons of salt water, right? Maybe like 7 near-death experiences, possibly getting bitten by a shark. I don't know, there's some costs, right? Actual money, because you're probably gonna have to pay someone to train you. You're gonna have to get a surfboard. Making a movie, that'd be another dream. Yeah, that'd be another dream. So there'd be costs associated with that dream, right? So here's what makes a dream a good dream, okay? You take it off the shelf, you look at the back of the cost, and you go, totally worth it. That's what makes a dream a good dream. So like for me, one of my dreams growing up, corny as it sounds, was to be a mom. Okay, not my only dream. I have some cool dreams too. But that was a big one, right? Being a mom. So what are some costs of being a mom? Changing poopy diapers. Yeah.
No more free time.
No more free time. Yes.
Hardships with husband sometimes.
Yeah, you have to deal with a spouse. Sometimes dealing with a spouse is tough. Okay? Yeah. Sometimes it's great. Most of the time it's great. Don't tell my husband I said that, okay? But sometimes that's tough, right? Sleep deprivation is a big one. Food constantly being on your clothing is another tough one, right? There's a lot of hardships that come with being a mom, lots of costs there. But guess what? When you look at that list, you go, totally worth it. Totally worth it.
I'll do anything
for my mom. So, right? Totally worth it. So I'm going to... I'm a little embarrassed for this part, so please bear with me, okay? I'm about to share with you one of my dreams that I've just started working towards accomplishing, but I'm only slightly embarrassed by it still. Are you ready for this? I think this is part of the reason why my brother wanted me to speak to you, because I have a kind of embarrassing dream, okay? I'm going to share it. I'm going to do it, okay? Have any of you guys seen the show American Ninja Warrior?
Yeah.
Have you seen that show?
I've seen a little bit.
So my dream is to become an American Ninja Warrior.
Yes.
Is that crazy?
No.
Oh, thank you. You guys are so nice. Thank you. Thank you. And you wouldn't know it yet, but I'm far from this dream so far, okay? Now, I have joined a gym that has Ninja Warrior classes, all right? And I've started my Ninja Warrior training, and I'm proud to say I've gotten up a 12-foot warped wall. Yes, okay? Anyway, so if I were writing down all my dreams, that would be the one that I would pick and I would start, because right now, that is a dream that is driving what I do, right? When I pick up something to eat, when I pick up a Big Reese's, I'm like, is this gonna help me achieve my goal of being an American Ninja Warrior, right? Is that going to the gym at 5 in the morning, that cost, is that going to help me be an American Ninja Warrior? Because there are some serious costs with being that, right? You have to become fearless. You have to be totally willing to get injured, as I've learned already. There's so many things. You have to give up your time. You have to eat the right stuff. You have to, right, train for this. But for me, when I look at that cost on the back of that American Ninja Warrior dream, I go, totally worth it. Totally worth it. Okay, so one day, let's say like 3 years down the road, you guys watch American Ninja Warrior, and you're going to see me stand on top of that wall. Yes! Hopefully. Dreams, right? Okay. So does everyone have their dream? Everyone have their dream? I want you to share that, because that was a moment for me that made me go, I'm going to do this. Do you mind sharing your dreams with us? Okay, yeah.
So I actually picked...
And I might... let me pause you for a second. I might ask you some questions, because the first step... Okay, there are 5 steps we're going to talk about today about achieving your dream. And the very first one is to clarify. So as we share our dreams today with each other, I'm going to be asking a lot of clarification questions, okay? Because I want it to be super, super specific. Like for me, American Ninja Warrior, in my mind, I know exactly what that moment is going to feel like. Okay, I'm going to be standing at the bottom of the warped wall. Akbar is going to be up in the booth, and he's going to be like, I see you, Emily, right? Like he does when he does American Ninja Warrior. I see you, Emily, and I'm going to run up, and I'm going to hit the buzzer, and I know what it feels like. Like I'm already ready for that feeling. It's so clear in my mind. So what I want is your dream to be so tangible that you can close your eyes and you can see it happening, right? If it's writing a book, you can see that book. You see what the cover's going to look like. You can feel the pages, right? You can see yourself. Maybe you see yourself at a book signing with your book and hundreds of adoring fans ready to sign, having you sign their book. Okay, go ahead.
So I picked 2.
Just give us 1 for now. Oh, he's like, I love both. Okay, give us both.
So the first one.
And this is Hiram.
Yes. My first one was be a dad, but I changed that to be a worthy husband and father.
Awesome.
And then my second one is to help DARPA and help the U.S. soldiers. DARPA is a basically a scientist group of a group of scientists and engineers who stay 15 years ahead of all the other scientists in the world, and they make stuff to help our U.S. soldiers get through the different things.
So what's your dream in that? Because helping, like, what do you see? What's the vision of that? For you.
Things like an exoskeleton.
So they've hired you, and you built something really cool for them. Is that kind of that dream? So I want you to be really specific. So you're an inventor for DARPA. So you like see that moment where they're like, you're hired. Is that kind of your moment?
Yeah.
Sweet. Okay. Logan.
Yes. I think it would be pretty cool if I could gain all the skills and prowess needed to be able to survive on my own in the woods for space between 2 weeks and a month.
Wow. So like those shows where like Bear Grylls, where they just drop you for 2 weeks and you just are able to live off the land. And you like can see that moment where you're sitting there and you're cold and your hands are numb and you're building the fire.
That's not quite the moment I'm looking forward to. I'm looking forward to the hot shower afterwards, because nothing will feel as good as lying in a warm bed after I've spent.
So you're looking for that feeling of I did it. I was able to live off my wits and now I can be in comfort again.
Looking forward to the bragging rights.
The bragging rights. Fantastic, yeah. Sam, sit in front of the class for this? Sure. Yeah, come on up.
Make a movie.
Awesome.
And then I'm picturing a one of the most hilarious scenes where the main character holds a future friend's hand and then just as they reach the hand, oh, it's dwarf Putin.
Awesome. So all right. No, because it, yeah, we'll get there. Okay. I haven't had my second competition yet. All right, so you've pictured that movie that you're making, and you're watching it, and there's a bunch of people watching it, and that moment happens, and everyone laughs, and that's kind of like the pinnacle. I like that. I'm gonna call on someone. It's okay. We'll get to you. Get to you. But there's some people over here that are a little afraid, right? And remember, what are we talking about today?
Bravery.
Doing hard things. Okay. So we're going to share our dreams. Would you mind sharing your dream with us?
I would like to own a 5-star hotel someday.
Sweet! Where? Do you have a venue? Do you have a place?
No.
You just want to explain that. Explain me your why behind that.
Well, I'd like to be in a position where I can be, you know, own a place that's respectable and really nice and where everyone calls me Mr. Wood.
I love that. He sees it. He sees that dream where he's like in his suit, right, with his tie, and he's walking around. They're like, hello, Mr. Wood. Welcome, Mr. Wood. Right? What can we do for you, Mr. Wood? I love that. You see that moment where you're like, I did it. Got my hotel. Got my cred. I love that. Fantastic. That's going to be a fun one. All right. We got a couple over here that really want to share. Yes?
Is the Dream Emporium owned by the BFG?
It's the what?
The BFG.
That's, no. But it could be, I guess. Yeah, you want to share?
Yes.
Go for it.
So when I grow up, I want to be a scientist, robotics engineer.
You want to be a robotics engineer?
Inventor.
Inventor.
And I want to pretty much invent a new world where there's technology and where people will get better faster and save lots of lives and help people and whatnot.
Awesome. So is there a specific invention in your mind that would achieve that?
I have lots. I'm right now I'm implementing it. Like, I'm reading lots of articles on how to build robots and whatnot, and also I'm getting lots of kits, like robots.
Sweet.
Kits.
So you're on your way to this. And you want specifically to build robots that will help improve people's lives.
Or other things. And also, all my ideas I write down in a notebook, so later I can look over them. And also I write down how I would do this and how it would be possible.
Sweet. I love that. I love that you're getting there.
What?
Draw your ideas.
I'm sure. Yeah.
Draw the robot.
That's awesome. Awesome. Great. Okay, other dreams. Yeah.
Okay, my dream is to write books, turn them into graphic novels, then turn them into movies, and maybe turn them into the best video game ever.
Sweet. So you really want to create a world, I'm guessing,
worlds.
Where we got worlds, where we've got your books, your graphic novels, right? Almost like a Harry Potter, where they've got like, you start with a world that people just want to be in, right?
Yeah.
And then they move into these other genres because it's Harry Potter. Everyone wants to experience more Harry Potter. Right?
I've never read Harry
Okay.
Potter.
You've never read Harry? That's okay. It's fantastic. I'm going to call on you. Do you mind? Okay, this is Sam. I knew it. Yes. Okay, this is Sam. Sam's going to share his dream with us.
I guess it's kind of more like a bucket list item, but I kind of changed it up. But I want to meet and work with my role models. So.
Who are?
People who are my role models.
Do you have a specific one in mind that you're like, this is the person that I want to meet? You don't have to tell us who it is if you don't want to. But do you have that person who you're like, this is my role model. I want to work with them. I want to study with them. I want to, okay, good. Yeah, because that's a special thing that can really help you become who you want to become, right? When you have a specific person, but it's got to be specific. If you're going to achieve it, it's got to be specific. Yeah.
Okay. My two short dreams is I'm a Trekkie to the core, so one of my dreams is to create the warp drive and put it in full action.
Sweet.
And my second dream is, I just forgot it. I know it had to do with something. Oh, create a machine that can create fiction into reality as in a movie. You know how you watch some movies and you're like, I want to be in there. I want to be in that world. And then imagine being able to go into that world.
Like be a VR designer? Like the virtual reality?
No, like actually. But
reality.
Make it a reality. If people have the technology, they can trap other people in like, the movie
There could be evil princesses of that, right? But you know what I love about those dreams? When you hear them at first, you're like, warp drive? Like, when's that ever going to happen, right? Here's the deal about dreams, everybody. Here's the deal about dreams, okay? Amazing things, the crazier your dream is, the more out there your dream is, the more you are going to be able to achieve.
Like making a movie.
Okay? But specifically something like having a huge blockbuster, right? Everyone wants to go see that makes millions and millions of dollars, right? Something big. The bigger you make your dream, the bigger you set your sights, right? The more you're going to be able to achieve. Okay? So don't settle for something small. Okay? If you want to write a book, write the best book that has ever been written. Right? Go for it. It's hard to do. Right? Book of Mormon's going to be that. Right? Anyway. But write an amazing book. Right? Go for the stars. Go big. Okay? Go big. We'll talk about some more dreams in a second. When am I done? Holy moly. Okay, we're going to whip through. Because I just love talking about dreams, and I think that's great. Okay, I actually want to do one more thing because I think we end at 4:15, right?
Yes.
Okay, I'm going to give you 2 minutes. Here's what I want you to do. I want you to turn to someone near you. So we got a group of three. Maybe feel like go back there. Group of two right there. Okay, turn to someone by you. Here's what I want you to do. I want you to share your dream with them. And I want you to talk very briefly about some plans that you can make, right? Sometimes it helps having a fresh perspective on things that we need to do to make a plan. So in general, how am I going to get to my dream? And I'll just give you 2 minutes. What's your dream?
Mine is to go to college.
So why?
To get an education and to be able to like have a career and like develop skills and this and there.
So really your dream is to have a career and have skills.
Yeah.
Is that your dream?
To, like, develop my skills and, like, do what I want to do and, like...
What is that? You don't know yet.
I'm figuring it out, so, like,
So your dream is to ultimately find that passion and have those skills, right?
Yeah.
Because I feel like college is sometimes, like, even though it's super fun and there's reasons that we go to college, right? I think sometimes it's not the end, right? College is the path to a dream, usually, right? It's a thing that kind of gets us there. What's your dream?
I want to be a barrel racer at one point, like do that a little bit.
Sweet. That's awesome. Barrel racing is intense. Yeah. I've watched that. That's kind of freaky. Yeah.
I enjoy the speed of horses a lot, and I do take horseback riding courses.
That's awesome. So now is your dream to just like barrel race in one competition, to be a really good barrel racer?
I want to go to like a rodeo at one point and just like do that one.
Sweet. So your goal is to be in a rodeo barrel racing.
Yeah.
Love it. Love it. What's your dream?
To go live in France for a year and like.
What's stopping you?
What?
What's stopping you? I feel like that's a thing that you can just go do.
I'm not old enough.
Really, but when you get to that point, right? Oh, so learning French might be one, right? So it's more live in France as almost like a French person, right? Where you know the language and the culture and you can be in it. like that, so you can like see it. Okay, excellent. All right. Okay, back here for a second. Man, 1 minute. I have 1 minute. It's crazy. That's crazy. Okay, so step three, make sure you have daily reminders of your dream. Okay, now you might not have it yet. I want to point this out. When I was your age, I had some vague things that I thought would be cool to do. I didn't have a passion or a dream really yet. Okay? It took me about this long to have something that I'm like, I want this. I want this so bad that I can almost taste it, right? Where I want to do it so bad. It's okay if you don't have anything like that yet. That's totally okay. Okay, but when you do, go for it. Right? Make daily reminders that remind you of that dream. Share it with others. The more you can have a community with you helping you achieve that dream, the more likely you are to actually do it. You need people who are going to help you. And then lastly, and most importantly, the person who can help you the most to achieve anything is God. 100%. Okay, I had this moment. American Ninja Warrior felt like sort of a selfish dream, right? I'm a mom. I should be focusing on my kids, right? But I couldn't shake it. Just couldn't shake it. So I remember saying a prayer, saying, Heavenly Father, why do I want this? Why is this so important? Is this okay? And I just felt like this is something I needed to do. I'm still not sure why. It's silly. It's sort of silly, right? But what's amazing is I said, then help me. Can you please help me with that? And I've already felt his strength, right? That's what you need in American Ninja Warrior. You need to be strong. And I felt that already. And daily, you need to be asking daily for help in achieving these dreams. Because guess what? Even though Heavenly Father wants us to get married and go on a mission maybe and have kids, right? All those things. He wants us to have a family. And he also wants us to achieve dreams and do cool things. Because look at the world that he created. Are there fun things in this world? Are there beautiful things in this world? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, right? Heavenly Father knows how important those things are. Our lives are rich and unique, and he wants them to be rich and unique. So he will help us achieve those dreams when they're right. So if they are right, and he'll let you know if they're right or not, and then he'll help you achieve those dreams. Okay, so well, here's what my challenge for you is. I never leave any sort of presentation without giving a challenge. So you're ready for your challenge?
Yeah.
Okay, here's what I want you to do. First, you've identified your dream already, okay? So what I want you to do is figure out what your first step needs to be. Your first step towards your dream, okay? For me, I need to be able to do a pull-up. Yeah? Okay? I know, embarrassing. I can't even do a pull-up. Okay, so that was my first step. I've got to learn, I got to be able to do a pull-up. Okay? So that was my first step, and I'm working towards that first step. So I want you to create your first step. What's the first thing you have to do in order to get on that path towards your dream? So it might be doing some online research for great mentors that will help with robotics. Could be that, right? Could be starting your writing process, starting to create your story, whether you're writing a book or making a movie, right? Got to have a good storyline, okay? It could be where you start studying business, because you're going to have to get there to make your hotel, right? You're going to have to do all that kind of research. So it might be that, where you find a good mentor might be your first step, okay? So I want you to figure out your first step, and I want you to work towards it, whatever that first step is. Will you do that?
Yeah.
Raise your hand if you'll do that for me. Some people are like, no. Okay, awesome. All right, go and live your dreams, everybody. And remember, when you see Dan Rouse tomorrow, is your shoe untied? I think your shoe's untied. She's untied. Okay? All right, thanks everybody.
Latter-day Saint Home Educators is a nonprofit, all-volunteer organization dedicated to providing inspiration to homeschool families. We hope you enjoyed this recording. If you are interested in listening to more recordings or would like to participate in a future conference, please visit our website at ldshe.org.